Okay. Okay. This coming Shabbos, as I said, we read Parshas Shlach, and Parshas Shlach ends with the paragraph that we know as the third Parshas Kriyat Shema, right? Where we find for the first of two times in the Torah the Mitzvah Tzitzis is the more detailed presentation. It's another pasuk later on in the Chumash and Parshas Kisetze. Here it says in the first source, Perek Tezvav, B'midbar, Psukim Lamed Zayin Lamed Chet, Psukim we all know. He just said it in Meir. Rav Shalom Shalom Moed, Dab Rav Nitzvah Tzitzis, Asulam Tzitzis, Al Kantar Gamal Asulam Asulam, Al Tzitzis, Al Kanaf, Pesil Techelet. So right away you see from this phrase that there's something to do with the Kanaf, which is the corner of the garment, and there's something Techelet that has to be put sort of on or attached to the corner. Okay, the Torah doesn't make clear exactly what it is. But you have to have something that's called tchelis. I've spoken a number of times in the past about exactly what is tchelis and whether, quote-unquote, the tchelis has been rediscovered in modern times based on the discovery of certain details relating to a snail called the Murex snail, whether that's the right tchelis, not the right tchelis, and I'm not going to go into that this evening at all in terms of identifying that. You know, I do wear that tchelis. Many Radziner and the Brass of the Chassidim wear a different tchelis that was... The Radziner Rebbe, about the late 1880s, came up with one, came to a different conclusion. Anyway, so what exactly tchelis is, we've spoken about in the past, but the Torah certainly, if you have to have tchelis and tzitzit, the Torah says openly. That's the pasuk in the Chumash. So again, we're not going to go into details about that particular topic in terms of the identifying what tchelis is. But we find the following. First of all, what is the word tzitzis? Rashi tells us, it's an unusual word. Asulam tzitzis. What does tzitzis mean? What does the word mean? So Rashi says, al shem hapsilim hatluyim. It's called tzitzis because of the fringes that are attached to it, the garments. And he quotes a pasuk, we'll see in a second, right? Kacheni b'tzitzis roshi. Okay, we'll see the pasuk in a second. That's one interpretation. Dabar achar Rashi, a second interpretation, the word tzitzis is related to the word metzitz, which means to look, to gaze at. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis pasuk Tes, Hine zeh omer achar koseinu mashkiach min achalonos metzitz min acharakim. Metzitz means gazing or peering through the lattices, gazing at the lattices. So the word tzitzis, since it says in the Torah, or isem oso, you're supposed to see it, so tzitzis is something which is seen. Okay, that's the second interpretation. We'll focus for a moment on the first interpretation, that it has to do with something which is fringe, an extension of something. Ibn Ezra also has, here in our Parsha, again, Parsha Shach, it's the Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamaches, Ibn Ezra also says two possible interpretations. One is, Echad she'asu tzitzis, that fringes come up with tzitzis roshi. What is that? Ve'im achutim hayotzim she'enam arukim. Those are the strands, or the fringes that extend from the garment that aren't woven into the garment itself. The Pasuk Yecheskel is Parches of Yecheskel, Parches, Pasuk Gimel, the Navi is describing, Vayishlach Tavni said, Vayikacheni b'tzitzis roshi, Vatisos Yeruch Benaret, I was grabbed by the tzitzis of my head. What does that mean? It wasn't wearing a talus. The Radak says, there in Yecheskel, Parches, Pasuk Gimel, so it's five, b'tzitzis roshi, he machafos harosh. Okay, the hairs of the head that were sticking out. Okay, braids, the hair in the head. And he said it didn't really happen. In case you're worried how Yecheskel was treated like that, it says, this was a prophetic vision. Okay, that's not our problem right now. Radak there in Yecheskel explains that. Now the Mitzvah Tzion there in Yecheskel, source 6, Parches Pasuk Gimel, the Mitzvah Tzion says, Ratzalom or Sa'ar Roshi, it's the hairs that were sticking out of my head, I was grabbed by the hairs. And he says, Ki chol doba ayotz min aguf, koru tzitz. The word tzitz, or tzitz is something which extends from the item that it's attached to. It's an extension, a fringe, a strand. And so on, based on that passage. Okay,
like so Mueller,
you're right. We have the same exact thing. Right, the Gemara says that you're supposed to cut off certain parts of when you cut the foreskin for the mitzvah of bris milah. So there was, let's say, some skin was left on or didn't cut all the way. Certain types of extensions of the skin, hanging skin or whatever. Sometimes it's makiv the bris milah, sometimes not. Exactly the same idea. Okay. Right, it was also extended. Yeah, that's a little harder. That's a little harder to fit in. But but anyway, that they don't bring that in here at all for that reason, because I guess not a physical part of the, you know, it's not a physical extension. Anyway, the Rambam, if you look at the very beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Source 7, the Rambam writes, first of all, he says, Anaf she'osin al knaf habeged mimin habeged, who are nikkor tzitzis? Tzitzis is the extension, a branch, again, an extension, a strand, a thread, which is mimina beged, it's an extension of the garment itself. That's called tzitzis. B'nei shudomu l'tzitzis rosh, wrote the same pasuk, in Yechezkel, and it says v'zeh ha'anavu anikra lavan. That's what we refer to the white string. That's what we refer to as the white. The lavan is that which is extending from the garment. That is not dyed any color. It's white, like the garment itself.
Lamaisa, the things we wear, it's a completely separate piece.
But it sticks out from the garment. It's a tie to the garment.
Right.
It looks like that. Halacha Beis, the Rambam, but what I'm trying to stress to you here in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that the white, the lavan, what we call the lavan, the non-dyed strings, that's comes out of that's like an extension of the garment. However, Halacha Beis, then the lokin chut tzemer, then you take a woolen thread, shenitzva ke'ein harakil, which is dyed the color of the sky. Okay, whether it means the sky in the morning, the sky in the evening, I'm not talking about that now. It's the blue, a bluish color. Okay. That is korchon so alav. You tie that to the garment. The chut zehu anikot tchelas. That thread. The coin of Rambam is only one thread. Okay, that's called tchelas. Okay, that's tchelas. See, right? So a gittel nimtzu b'mitzuzu shnei tzivuyim. There are two parts of the Rambam. Sheyas al aknaf anaf yotzu memena. That from the corner you make what looks like a branch, right? That's the white. And then v'sheyikroch al hanaf chut tchelas. Sort of external to the beged itself, sort of. So hold that thought, but in any event, there are two parts. There's a lavan and there is a tchelis. Okay. Now, many of the details of the dinim of tzitzis are found in Maseches Menachos. That is a parak called Parak HaTchelis. What is it doing in Menachos? Menachos in Kodshim has to do with the mincha offerings, right? Well, the mincha offerings are the non-living creatures, right? The non-animal, non-bird offerings are flour and oil. That's called the Korban Mincha. So the Maseches Menachos talks about it. So the Mishnah Maseches Menachos talks about different parts of the Karbonos, which are ma'akev, which are necessary. So once they start talking about things that are related, whether it's absolutely necessary or not, they Mishnah lists other things and discusses. I mean, let's say Tzvillin, it's Tzvillin Shayad and Tzvillin Sharosh. So can I put the Shayad without the Sharosh? Can I put the Sharosh without the Shayad? Right? Is it ma'akev? Is it essential to the Mitzvah? And that comes up. So it says in that Mishnah, on Chof Ches and Avon, it says, hey, David Tzitzios, you have to have all four because it's all one mitzvah. All four components. And that's why you have to have on four corners. You can't put it, let's say I have a four corner garment. I only have enough tzitzis for three corners. That's no good. That's all four. He says all four. We'll come back to that later. The Gemara on that Mishnah much later, Lamed Zayin and Beis, going over to Lamed Ches on Avsor Sinai, says, Rishwam Omer, Arbatan Arba Mitzvahs, Amr Hudam Rishmol, Halacha Rishmol, that's what I'm saying. The Machokes, he says, Halacha is not like Rishmol. They're all one mitzvah. Fine. Now the Gemara tells a story. This is what gets us going here. Ravina havaka ozo abase de mar baravashi v'shabta de rigla. I'm going to tell you Rashi on the next page. Ravina was once walking with mar baravashi on shabta de rigla. Rashi is shabta de rigla. The Shabbos of the holiday. The Shabbos of the regal. But it doesn't mean Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos when Yontif landed. Rather, the Shabbos before. It was when they were Rabbanim, would darshan, would teach the halachas of Yontif. Similar to we have Shabbos HaGadol. Right? And that's what Rashi said the next page. Again, Lamed Zayin Beis. Shabbos the regal. Shabbos Shadorshin B'Hilchos HaRegel. Okay, whatever. The point is, for our purposes, it was on Shabbos. They were going for a walk, Mar Baravina and Ravashi. Mar Baravashi and Ravina were going for a walk on Shabbos. Ifsik Karna de Chute. And one of the corners was the strings, the tzitzit on one of the corners of Mar Baravashi's garments tore off. Okay, let's remember that their garments were four corners. It's not like us, so we put on a four-corner garment just for the tzitzit. They had garments that were four corners, cloaks, okay, or a toga kind of set up. So they were going for a walk, and it got caught on something. What happened? It ripped. Below Omar, below Midi. But Ravina didn't tell him anything. Ravina didn't say anything. Kadmata Leveso, when it got to the house, then Omar Lehme Hosemis, he told me, I don't want to tell you back there, but your tzitzit's ripped off. So Omar Lehme, so Marbarashi said, I amritli mehosem shadis. If you would have told me, I would have taken off the garment right then and there. I can't wear that. Why? Okay, because it was Shabbos, right? And if you're not wearing a garment, then there's no Erev, it's just carrying, right? So yeah, you should have told me back then, I would have taken it right off. So he asked him, what do you mean? Oh, my mar, God will cover a briya shadocha as losa shabbatar. But cover a briya, it's lack of, walking his underwear. I mean, it doesn't look right to take off the, I don't want to say anything. You're going to take it off there in the middle of the street? Okay, you're not obligated to do that. You don't have to embarrass yourself, right? Kavod HaBriyos, human dignity takes precedence, even against the losas, violating Shabbos. So no, Tirgum Rav Bar Shua Kamedel Kanabil Abdulosos. It's not a blanket statement that any type of Kavod Abriyas outweighs a lav in the Torah. It doesn't outweigh every lav. It outweighs one specific lav. The lav of Lo Soser, which we'll see in a moment, is the source of rabbinic laws. Kavod Abriyas outweighs a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Okay, and this is d'rabbanon is outweighed by Kavod Abriyas, but this was carrying on Shabbos.
We're going to get that.
But the point for right now is you're not wearing a halachic begad. So therefore, it's carrying. We'll see. So then the Gemara has another version. Ikadamri, another version. He did tell him back when it happened. The other version of the story is he told him exactly right when it happened. Amarle, in the reverse. So my Rishon said, my dot, Klemishtai, what do you want me to take it off right here? I don't take it off here. It's embarrassing. Right? And so the other rabbi answered back, wait a minute. He said, we're on a Darbanan because it wasn't just a rabbi Darais. It was only a Kamalis. Hachanami, Kamalis Darbanan. The issue of carrying here is not Darais anyway.
Isn't it an
issue where the begging? Oh, that's what we're going to get to. We weren't saying anything about that yet. Okay, so in any event.
That will be the worst, right?
That's going to lead us into the discussion. So, but the Gemara mentioned, Gemara was worried about the Shabbos issues there. Okay? And you look at the Rashi that I printed, so it's 10-11 on Lama Zan and Beit. Rashi says, Shadis, I would have taken it off right away because Allah is, if something's missing, so it's not a mitzvah anymore. Therefore, it's a masli, it's a carrying on Shabbos, right?
But he needs
and,
an extra begad. It's not like...
Well, it wasn't necessary, but it was extra begad or whatever. If you want to say that, maybe it was a shul pal. We'll leave it at that for now. Okay? Right, but he's saying it wasn't. Okay, we'll see. Okay, but in any event, but it was only a kamalis anyway. So muto tato on the Torah. As a side point, I just printed what is lo sasor. So that's the psukim in parsha shoftim dvarim parakid zayin, right, which tells us uvas ala kohanim. You come to alavim vashofar ashivim heim. You go to the judges of your time and vasekud vasisal piadover asher yilucha. You have to follow what they rule. Hashamar tala asos kechol asher yilucha. And Pasuk Aleph, Al Pia Torah Shiruchah, Mishpah Shiyom Lachat Taseh, Lo Sosor Min Adov Shiyilachah Min Usmol. You can't veer either to the right or to the left. That's the mucker for Mitzvah Darabanan. Okay,
don't diminish
the Darabanan. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph, Alach Beis says that we have to listen to the Bezin and you're not allowed to disobey. And look at Alach Beis, and he quotes that pasuk and he writes, Kol Mishen Osur Osur Over Lo Sosor. Whoever violates the Darabanan is sort of violating Lo Sosor. Lo Sosor. Okay, right. There's a lot of literature about it, but anyway, that's the issue of Lo Sosor. As far as where does Kavod Abriyas fit into the mix? So that's the Gemara in Brachas, Tafkid Tesem Beis, verse 14. It says, Toshma, Godol Kavod Abriyas, Shadocha Lo Sosor Shabbatar. Kavod Abriyas, preserving human dignity, takes precedence even over Lo Sosor Shabbatar. Gemara says, Amaya, who says? Lema Ein Chachma Ein Zvura, Eitzon Ein Hashem, what do you mean? Kavod Baruch Hu told you you're not allowed to do this. So what do you mean? It's uncomfortable, makes you feel funny. Too bad. I mean, it's a dinner in the Torah, and if it makes you uncomfortable, that's the way it goes. I mean, you can't. But no, what's that? We'll get to that in a second. Well, let's see. So one second. But before we get that, just the one bracha is just talking in general. Morris bracha is a source. We have the pasuk in Nach, in Mishnah. Ain chokhma vein tvura vein eitzah Hashem. When it comes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there's no use chachma in the Yiddish sense. No chachmas. You can't stop the chachmas. The chachman is Torah asks l'moshel, moshel ma'adav adumah. If you have, God forbid, you wake up in the middle of the night, the building's on fire. Okay, and the fire's, you have to run out. So you run outside. Ah, you're in your underwear. Okay, but you're not gonna pause and say, well, let me first dress up, make sure I have my jacket on, my hat, and you run out, right? You know, the women aren't gonna stop putting on makeup. You know, I mean, it reminds me of the sad but tragic story. I once read when the Nazis Machshavah came to a certain town, they were taken over, and they told all Jews they had to leave. So the woman was putting away all the dishes, you know, and she said, we got to get out of here. She goes, I don't want the Nazis to think I keep a sloppy house. You know, just put them, you know, certain. But in any event, that's what happens here, right? In other words, so the Gemara says, no tigum or rab barshvah kamei dov kana b'lav de lo sos tohen d'rabbanan. Oh, once it comes to the Rabbanan, they can say the Rabbanan didn't impose their rules when human dignity would be at stake. In other words, Rabbanan, we can say they didn't make the rules in that case. That's what Rashi says. Okay, look at the end there of Yud Tesem Beis 14. Kol mil Rabbanan as mechino alav de lo sos umishim kvodo shor Rabbanan. Human dignity, when it comes to Kodesh Baruch, we can't stop making cheshbonis. When it comes to Rabbanan, that's what Rashi says also. Right? I printed the Rashi in Yud Tesem Beis 15. Rashi says, kol mil Rabbanan. Dover should be very sofrim, nirchem if they cover our brias. Okay? And even though it was a losa, I said, nonetheless, the Rabbanan didn't impose their rule in that case. Okay, I've found that story from the Gemara. Now, let's take a look at 16, the important source of tonight. The Mordechai in Menachos, the back of Menachos, and the park says the section called Halachos Ktanos, the Mordechai, because most of Menachos is Karchims. They don't really have the regular riff in the Mordechai because they didn't comment on the Mesichtas, which are not Halachos Lamaisa. But part of Menachos is, he has a section called Halachos Ktanos. So he quotes a story there. He quotes it in there. This is Remes Tof Tof Kuf Mem Dalet, 944, in the source 16. So he says, Omer HaRabbi and Shlomo Midarush, Darush, one of Rishonim, Balatosis. She listened to this case. She Nivsak L'ish Chut Shel Talis B'Shabbos. If the tzitzis become untied or torn off, whatever, on Shabbos, She Asur L'Lov Sho. He says it's an Isser to put that garment on. I shall sacrifice on until you fix it. She in love show over my say the Yeshua Dal Kampus. Because it's an Israel. Okay. You're not allowed to go ahead and put this garment on, and you know, you can't wear it. If you see that it's ripped, you got to, if it's on, you got to take it off. And if it's off, you can't put it on in the first place. However, but the Ben Yitzchak said not true. The life is not true. Kinemuchach b'shvaitim, like the story we just read. Because, as you said before, that Gemara didn't say anything about it. The most concern there was Shabbos. You're carrying or not carrying, but didn't say there's any issue to wear it. Okay? And if there would be issue to wear it, then again, Kavod HaBrius wouldn't play a role either. If it's a bit of a say, huh?
It is a bit of a say, though.
Right, that. So says the Ri, look what he says, Lachay Nira L'Ri, the mitzvahs asay the tzitzis, Eino ela lahatil bo tzitzis kishil b'shenu. The mitzvahs of tzitzis, when you put a garment on, then make sure that there are tzitzis on it. Meaning, the lo ama kosu b'loshen lo silbash beged sheishal dal kafayim below tzitzis. The Torah never said, don't wear a garment that has four corners without tzitzis. It didn't say it in that language. It's not formulated as a negative commandment. The Oz Vada Adinimo. Then Rabbi Nishon will be right. If it would have said in the Torah, don't wear a four corner garment without tzitzis, then Taki's right. You're not to put it on. But it never said that. Ella, mitzvah say great de la hatil bo tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on. However, says the Re, when we call Mokom, ain ha talis osir lubos, not osir to wear that talis, to wear that garment. Vigam ain over. And now, once he has it on, and he puts it on, which he's allowed to do, he said, right now it's okay to keep it on. Why? Because there's a mitzvah upon him to put a tzitzis on it, but he can't because it's Shabbos. Okay, so there's no problem. In other words, there's no iser on wearing the garment, and once the garment is on, he says, look what he says, Kevah she'ein ato yachol ato v'shu Shabbos. Now, he says that the chol for a weekday, then vada over kol shoshol Shabbos, say the ato no tzitzis. There's a bit of asay, but on Shabbos you can't do the asay. It's honest. What choice you have. So therefore, he said, you have the garment on. You can leave it on, even if you can put it on in the first place. There's no iser. Oh, so that's the machokas. So what exactly? So we have a machokas here between the two Rishonim, quoted by the Mordechai, and Shlomo and the Ri. But Shlomo says, you can't put it on. The Ri says, why not? There's no iser to wear the garment. And once you have the garment on, there's only a mitzvah on you to put on tzitzis. You can't do today because it's Shabbos. That's it.
If you had it on, it ripped off like in the mice in the Gemara.
No, but
that's different because he didn't put himself in that situation.
So let's see. So what is the Nekudas HaMachokas here between the Rebbe Shlomo and the Rebbe? What's the Machokas? So some say the Machokas is parallel to the following Machokas. This type of says this. I know there's Achonim say it also. They say it like this. There's a Sugi in Shabbos. There's a Perek in Shabbos called Perek of Elezer de Mila. Perek of Elezer de Mila talks about Mila, Bris, specifically Bris on Shabbos. And we know you do a bris on Shabbos. If it's that's the eighth day, you do a bris even if it's on Shabbos. But what about the machshirin, the preparatory stage, sharpening the knife, other things? So that's a big machok. So Belezer allowed even machshirin mila, and the Chum don't. Anyway, the Mishnah starts with the opinion of Belezer, so the parak is called Belezer de Mila. So there's a Mishnah there that says, Shabbos kuf lamad alam beis, source 17, it says as follows. Machitzer es hakotten, you can wash the baby down. Now at that time, it was thought that for medicinal or therapeutic reasons, you had to wash the baby down in hot water, warm water, before and after the birth. Okay, today that's probably not done. They put on, we have other antiseptics, we have other things. But in that time, it was assumed that was a necessary. Then, well, as I said, even for 3 days, because the baby's still sick. Okay, that's a mission, Kuf Lamed Alam Beis, Perek of Elazar de Mila. Okay, but the Gemara suggests that you should spritz the water on, not with a kli, but in some backhanded way. Hilchos Shabbos issue. What's the Svara behind it? So the Gemara says, in 19, when that same daf, kuf lamed alam beis in Shabbos, it manami, ki also rabbit amravo, amravelezer, amil amravo, amravelezer, whatever it was, halacha lezer, manazaya, bein bechamin shuchm b'Shabbos, bein bechamin shuchm erev Shabbos, bein harchotzos kol gufo, bein harchotzos mila, b'nei shesakona, he lo. The case is sakona. The baby after the bris is in danger. There's a certain, it's a, just had a surgery, okay, and the baby's in danger. So you have to do what the Gemara thought was necessary medicinally, or therapeutically, was to wash it down in hot water. And therefore, even if the water was heated up on Shabbos, or was heated up before Shabbos, that's what the Kudshah ran there. And Shabbos Kufa Amadon Reis talks about it. He says, what do you mean? I thought we're not allowed to use hot water on Shabbos, even if it was heated before Shabbos. We're not allowed to use hot water on Shabbos. It doesn't matter when it was heated. So the answer is no. He says that's what I'm saying outside at the same time. That's the Ron Dibim Asa Alokha Gebeleze in Shkudushim on Shabbos. He says that's because they had a Gzeres HaBalonin. They used to have hot water, bathhouses. So the wise guys would run the bathhouses and they would heat up the water on Shabbos and tell them, oh no, we heat this yesterday. You know, so they've asked it. But the Ron said doesn't apply in this case with the Bris Mila. Okay, fine. So there's a very interesting machlokas the Baal HaMor and the Rambana relates this. The Baal HaMor is there in Shabbos, it's Nun Gimel Mal Aleph in the pages of the Rif, and the Rambana is a Chiddush on Ataf Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis. Not in the Chavos for whatever reason, but the Baal HaMor says the following. He says, you can use whatever water after the bris because, you know, the baby needs it, it's Sakana. But now look at the third line there, 21. What happens if the water spilled out? What happens if the water spilled? I had hot water before, but it spilled. So it says, okay, so it says the Baal HaMor, at the end of the second line, in Nishpichu Chamin Shalom, if the hot water spilled out, one of the kids knocked into it, knocked the whole thing over, now it all spilled out. So then, Mechamin or Chamin after Shabbos. You may heat up the water even on Shabbos. You can violate Shabbos. Then it's a Sakana, though. It's a Sakana for the baby, right? Pikuach Nefesh, Docha Shabbos, nothing new, right? But now the Baal HaMor qualifies it. But for who shen Nishpichu La'achar Mila? That's if the water spilled after the bris. I mean, they did the bris. Now the baby's in a situation of danger. They go to get the hot water. All of a sudden, they find that it's spilled. So now you can heat up new water right then and there. But, says the Baal HaMor, Aval nishpichu kodem mila, hamila nidches. If you found that the water spilled before, then guess what, says the Baal HaMor? Don't do the bris. You can't do the bris. Why? Ve'ena Shabbos nidche. He says you can't do it because you're not allowed, and I think back to you said, you're not allowed to put yourself into the situation. Yes, it's true. After the bris, the water spilled out, so then you do what you have to do. There's a danger in front of us right now. But the Baal HaMor says, but don't put yourself in a, you can't put yourself in a situation where do a bris, and now it's because of leverage, I better heat up water. What do you mean? You knew that was going to happen. You can't intentionally put yourself in that situation. So claims the Baal HaMor. Okay, and don't do the bris. That's waste of the bar.
The boil was irresponsible and didn't prepare.
Whatever the mistake. He was irresponsible. The water spilled out. Whatever happened.
Like if he didn't prepare,
you can't do it. Yeah, tough luck. Yeah.
So anything you could have done
before, and he says there's some. So again, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation and not push aside shove. That's the Baal HaMor claims. Okay. And so you can't intentionally put yourself in that situation knowing in advance. Just this morning, Rabbi Sabalowski, in Yeshiva, asked me, I thought about the following Shaila. Very quickly, he said, this Shaila only would come up nowadays. Okay, and it's not going to be in the Baal HaMor, it's not going to be in the Shochar. He said, a woman is pregnant, and she knows she's going to have a C-section. And the way the dates work out right now, they're going to have the baby sometime in the end of September. The day they want to do it, the C-section, means that the bris, the eighth day, is going to be on Sukkot, on Yontif. Now, we don't do a bris on the eighth day, on Shabbos or Yontif, unless it's a normal delivery, not a C-section. So can you schedule a C-section knowing in advance we're not going to be able to do the bris on the eighth day, right? Or should you put off the C-section and speak to the bris will be on Erev Yontif or Chalamoid or whatever? Interesting question, right? They know in advance you're pushing aside a mitzvah. So anyway, the Baal HaMor says you can't put it's a related type of question. The Ramban disagrees with the Yisod of the Baal HaMor. The Ramban in Chiddush 22 says no, sir. He says right now shenishtaku chamin if the water spilled out achar shemol harei katzar kanos nafshos b'shabbos shdocha shabbos, and he says and you can't say ein omrim tidche mila kadesh lo havi shlo lo havi lo since I come to the third line. Don't say let's push the bris mila off. Why? Says the Baal HaMor. Because right now, what's in front of me? There's a baby that needs a bris. What's my obligation right now? to a bris. That's his lashon. The aim of a mitzvah, el shaita. Right now, there's a mitzvah to do. Okay, so I don't know how to start making calculations. Yeah, but if I do this mitzvah, not a bais mikdash, I have to. That's not my problem right now. Right now, there's a mitzvah bris milah to do. So I have to do mitzvah bris milah. Once the bris milah is done, now talk of the babies in a mokum sakana, so you have to heat up the water. So he said, the Ramban rejects this or the Balamor. She'ain litchos milah in the chir Shabbos, she'evol achar mikan. So they can come later. That's good. A half hour from now, whatever. That's not my problem right now. He's more easy, Misha Sova, the other way. It's about, I'm always disagreeing. And he brings a raya from another mission in Shabbos, in the same parak, Kuf Lam and Gimel, the same parak in Shabbos, 23. The mission there says, Osin Kol Tzorkim, it'll be Shabbos, Marlin, that's the actual circumcision, Purim, that's the Priya, folding back the skin, Motzitzin is with, you know, when you suck the blood out, or that problem right now, with a pair, with an instrument, whatever, not my issue now. And we know, excuse me, no sin, all that ispulness. It's like a bandage. You can put a bandage over it. The chamun is cumin. It used to be thought, I guess, that had some kind of therapeutic. You grind it up, huh? It does, okay. So. Anti-inflammatory. There you go. So they knew that. So you are supposed to ground it up before. What if you didn't? You can still do it. Okay, we do it with a shinoi. And apparently, even if you knew afterwards. So that's the Ramban's riot. Okay? There's a long rush, but I printed the Rashi's there. Okay, you try and do it. Shino Rashi's lowest Peshino, 24, the middle Rashi. Kamu the Efshel Shino Mishani. Try to do it in the way the Shino is fine. Look at Shabbos problem. The Lord Chidush Rashi brought there in Shabbos Kufam Dalam Beis. He writes, Avali Shtapo Chod Mila. Look at the second line. Bezera Isi Machokas Ben Agdolim. That's a Machokas Ben Agdolim. He's Agdolim. Ramban and Balamor. Sharamban, that's his Rebbe. Ramban says, you do the Bris Mila right now. And the fact that later on is going to be Shachanus the first is not my problem now. And again, because Ein Lo Mitzvah Shaita. Okay? And therefore he brings the raya that the Gemara, if not Gemara, because the Gemara with the cumin and everything, so didn't say he can't do it. The Gemara didn't say. The Gemara says here's how you can do it. It doesn't say only if it's before and after and so on. However, he says Ein Nira can't toward the end of that paragraph of our Gonim Zal. Okay, the Ramban's way does not appear to be what the Gonim say, and they say if it's spilled after the milah, fine. But before, you can't do it. V'chein kosov, the end of the first paragraph, v'chein kosov harben Zerachia Alevi. That's the Balamor. The Balamor's name is Zerachia. Zerachia means shining, right? That's called the Balamor, the lights are shining. Anyway, so ben Zerachia, that's the Balamor. Now, the Rashbo was a Talmud of Ramban, but he said, Umistabali Kamasai, here I agree with Balamor, not with my Rebbe Ramban. He brings a raya from Sugin Beitzah. Okay? So to skip down for a minute, I printed this stuff in Beitzah. The first mission, Beitzah and Olive, talks about shechting a bird on Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to shecht, have fresh meat on Yontif. Shabbos, you can't shecht. But Yontif, we know, Ochomefesh, you're allowed to shecht on Yontif, right? So, Ashokhe, Chayavo, for Yontif, we know, we discussed a few weeks ago, that after you shecht, there's a mitzvah called Kisi Hadam. Mm-hmm. You have to take dirt and cover up the blood. Not with an animal, but with a bird. Well, not with a behemoth, with certain types of animals, Chaya and Ophos. So the Gemara discusses the mission rather it's Hashokhi Kaya open up to Beshama is Mako. There's a mission where Beshama is Mako, Beshil is Machmer. Beshama Omri Yachbar Vedekav Yachas. Okay, take out your shovel and dig and get the dirt and cover it. Ubeshil Omrim Lo Yishkot Elim Kin Hyalos Afar Mucha Mivod Yom. You can't check the apple on Yantav, the bird on Yantav, unless you had dirt set aside before. You can't go digging. The digging is a walk on Yantav like it is on Shabbos. So therefore you can't dig, and therefore don't do it. Don't check. That's the mission. So therefore, now what comes out? Okay, what comes out? Well, that's the question. But for right now, that was the raya that Rashbo brought. Rashbo said the raya is like the Balamor, because what does it say here? The Balamor says you can't put yourself in a situation. Don't do the bris. So he wants to say that's parallel to that case. Don't do the shechita. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, what you're all saying is the Ran on the riff there in Shabbos and Gimel Aleph. Quotes the Ramban, he quotes the Balamor, 28. He quotes Ramban and the Balamor, it's the whole thing. Okay, he says there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So he could say that the shechita of the bird is a mitzvah on Yontif, because the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But he says that while I agree with the Balamor, I think he writes at the very end of 28, Avozushal Deka in Arayim. I don't think that's a great raya, like you said. Why? She'ain shechita b'yontif mitzvah kuva k'mila b'shabbos. It's not like the mila on Shabbos, a mitzvah. Yeah, there's a mitzvah that fresh mila yontif, simchas yontif. It's not the same thing as mila on the eighth day, which must be done. So therefore, he doesn't think it's a good raya, but he fundamentally agrees. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true, too. I guess the women did it, well, the men were sure. I don't know. I don't go to that problem now. But anyway, what can we say? Lemaisa, now, putting all this together, but back to our issue, we could say that the machlokas that we had, that the Mordechai, and Menachos quoted with Rabbeinu Shlomo, and the Ri is the same machlokas. Rabbeinu Shlomo said, you're not allowed to wear the talus, because you know when you're putting that talus on, they only got three, you know, only three corners of tzitzit, and it's going to be your mivat on a say. So therefore, you can't put it on the first place. That's like the bottom word. Don't do the bris. Okay? Whereas the Ri holds like the Ramban. No, right now, I want to put on my talus. No, it's for me to put on the talus. So therefore, some suggest that that's the machlokas. I think there are two flaws in that, two possible flaws in that comparison. But yeah.
You could almost say that you're better off never to wear tzitzis at all. Because
we'll
every time you put on...
You run a risk, you mean. That's also true, right?
Like we're up to the sign.
Absolutely perfect. There's some people who don't... Yeah, there's some briskers don't wear tzitzis out on Shabbos. Yeah, they don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Unless they're all there.
Once you put on a four-corner garment, unless you're absolutely 100%...
Yeah, okay, I hear you. We'll see. We're going to see something similar. But before we get to that, so this is one possible direction. Okay, I'll get back. Good. Rabbi, just to say we have so far, there's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Shlomo and the Ri regarding the tzitzis that only three, one side was torn off. But the Shlomo says you can't put the garment on at all. And the Ri says, yes, you can. I'm talking about Shabbos. Yes, you can. And there's a mitzvah to tie, but you can't tie because Shabbos honors his prophet. So I want to suggest that maybe it's parallel to this machokas and Malamor about whether you can put yourself in a situation knowing you have to put something aside. There's two possible flaws in that connection. Okay, you know what some Gedolei Olam said. He says, number one, it could be that the Ramban was only lenient by bris milah because it's a mitzvah to do bris milah. You wouldn't necessarily say, just putting on a garment, there's no mitzvah there. It's not the same thing as bris milah. So it could be the Ramban who said you're allowed to do the milah even though later you're going to have to, you know, violate Shabbos. That doesn't mean he holds in general. You can always do something, never discount what's coming up later. Yeah, when there's a mitzvah in front of you, that's the rule. But putting on a garment isn't a mitzvah. And on the flip side of the coin, you could argue that the Balamor, okay, is only stringent when what's going to be done is an actual violation of Shabbos, like heating the water. Here, it's just an assay. It's only a bit of assay. It's not the same thing as heating water on Shabbos. So maybe the Balamor is only strict when at stake is an active violation of Shabbos, an active violation of a lav. So therefore, that's possibly, again, it's possible that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, but there are some problems with that. So there is another possible Mahala. That we begin with 29. There, and we talked about Kisser Adam. So there's another interesting thing that the Shulchan Aruch rules in Hilchos Shechita. The last Siman of Hilchos Shechita in Yerodeya, Siman Chof Ches Siv Chof Aleph. Forget about Shabbos, Tumen on a weekday. Mi She'ein Lo Afar L'Chasos. Let's say you're in a place, there's no, a Shechta in here, there's no dirt here. Right? A Shechta in a factory upstairs, there's no dirt. So what's the story? So says the Shulchan Aruch, you have no dirt in which to do Kisser Adam. Lo Yishko, don't do the Shechita. And I'm all adds Eliyamti, not she. Yeah, left. Wait till you get there. So on the side of the page, you have the Maharsha. It's not the same Maharsha in the back.
No, because
you're not going to do it. You don't have dirt. You're in a place where you don't have it. So wait till you have it. Make sure you can't push aside a mitzvah. You can't do something now, knowing you're going to be unable to do a mitzvah. So the Maharsha in the Shulchan is not the same Maharsha as the back of the.
So it's not like you don't have a shovel. There's mommy.
No, there's no dirt. Yeah, cement. You're in the carpeting, whatever it is. So the Marshal in the Shoharach is of Shoma Eger, the son of Rekiva Eger. That's his Hagos, the Gilead of Marshal on the side of the page in Yerodea. The back of the Gemara is somebody else earlier, Shmuel Edlis. So anyway, the Gilead of Marshal there in Yerodea, Simchav 30, asks 1 second, Tzorch Imtas. Why is this different? Why he points to the Shoharach's ruling in Yerachayim Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel, which I printed. He says, 1 second, here it says, don't do the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have the dirt. You don't have any dirt. Don't shecht. But yet, in the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Sun Yigimah quotes the Mordechai, who paskins like the Ri, that came on the law, Omra, Torah, lo, silbush, below tzitzis, since the Torah never said it's a lav, so you're allowed to wear without tzitzis. Just like, look what it says in parentheses here in the third line of 30, come up, bayis she'ein bo mezuzah, umake, de'ein asu lichnos bo. There's no issa to walk into a house that doesn't have a mezuzah. I have a mitzvah to put a mezuzah, but doesn't mean I can't walk in. It's the same thing. I have a mitzvah to put tzitzit on my car, doesn't mean I can't wear it. So he says, so why is it any different? So true, I have a mitzvah of Kisser Adam. Why can't there's no? Torah never says, don't shecht unless you can do Kisser Adam. The same source, the Bar Shor, the Shor, I don't understand the difference. Why here does it say lo yishchot? Get the kasher. Why here does the Shulchan Aruch rule you're not allowed to do kiset, you're not allowed to do shchita because you're not going to be able to do kiset dam? Yet when it comes to tzitzit, let's look at it. It's in 31.
The one you can't, the house you can always put. Every moment you don't have it, you're it's a vital.
Okay,
but this once you shech the animal, you take it's like you don't have the opportunity.
So let's see. So but first let's clarify the kasha. Let's see. Shulchan Aruch says Aruchaim Sim Yud Gimel 31. Our case. Ino the Lo B'Shabbes. But the case of the Gemara, Shuva Kamalas, he was in a Kamalas, and he found out Shatalas Shalom Apostle, that the Talas is Apostle. Lo Yasu Yenim, oh, you don't take it off, the God will cover Abrias. Ramo adds, Rafilu Talas Cotton, the same thing with the Titus, what we call Talas Cotton. Okay? Behu Adin, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo rather, Im Nifsak Echad Min Hatzitzios, Umisbayesh Leshev Below Talas. Let's say you're in a following situation. One of the strings came up, and he's embarrassed. The guy comes to shul, and he realizes talus is possible. Okay, so it's strings a little. So he's I'm embarrassed now to sit in shul with a married fellow and sit in shul without a talus. It's a little embarrassing. So Shulchan Aruch said, that's covered up Brius. Covered up says, you can sit even though one of the strings is torn off. It's a possible talus, but this guy's embarrassed to sit in shul without a talus. Okay, now, of course, he says, you close from broker. Can I get broker? That we understand. Okay, because of covered dafka b'shabbos, the also lasso titzes. That's Dafka and Shabbos because you can't fix the tzitzit. Al b'chok yagavna also. Fine. So that's another check we said. So it's interesting that Taz first quotes in the Jews, they show that it's even one opinion, even it's mutter even on a weekday. Okay, which I don't go into right now. But what's the issue? The Taz is bothered. I'm saying outside. Taz and Simon Yevgimel Sivkot. Hey, Taz is bothered. 1 second. Why did they have to say in the Gemara that it's mutter because of Kavod Abrias? The Re said it's mutter without Kavod Abrias. Right? The Re said it was no issue in the first place. So why did it says the Taz? Why did the Shulchan Aruch rule seemingly the guy's embarrassed? What do you mean? It's we just said before, if you're paskin like the Re, if the Mordechai paskin like the Re, and that's what Shulchan Aruch is bringing, so even if it's not covered up, there's no covered up issue at all. There's no Isser.
When the Re says no Isser, believe it or not, Isser doesn't mean there's no Bittul, it just means there's no
Okay, but there's no Isser. No, we said there's no Isser to put the talus on, and there's no Bittul now because you can't do anything about it. Shabbos. Right, so there's no problem. According to Rita, there was no problem.
Right.
So what if they could have covered up
Rita? We are talking about Bechol.
No, it's only Shabbos. Okay. It says at the end of the Dafka B'Shabbos. The last line of 31 in the show. Dafka B'Shabbos. Okay, so 1 second. So now, the Taz says, what if they've been covered up Rita? So the Taz says, again, I'm saying outside, that's in deference to the other position. I really agree with the Re. Rabbeinu Shlomo didn't agree with the Re. Rabbeinu Shlomo said, you're not allowed to put it on. So therefore, that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings up covered up Rita. Okay, in other words, could be. And the other sheet is right. I mean, it's not so, says it that, it's not so partially passing like Rabbeinu Shlomo. It could be passing like Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, the only, it's mutter only because of Kavod Abrias. Yeah, you with me? So, but the Mar Avraham says a different reason why I brought up Kavod Abrias. The Mar Avraham says, you know why? Because, and he quotes the very first, he says, it's mutter because the Torah never formulated as a law. And he says, Upasha, look at this, the Mar Avraham says, Upasha dal koponim isur drabonan ikra. Ah, there's still an issue to Rabbanon. Okay, that's what you're saying about this. There's still an issue to Rabbanon. Everyone would agree that issue to Rabbanon you can't put on such a talus. That's the Magen Avraham. Now, it didn't say in the Shulchan Aruch, and Taz doesn't hold like that either. The Magen Avraham says there's a component, at least there's an issue to Rabbanon to put on this garment. And that is why he says Kavod Abrias. Because Kavod Abrias, as we learned earlier, is Doch and issue to Rabbanon. But then the Magen Avraham adds something else. Venerally, the Bechol, even on a weekday, in Ain Tzitzit inside the ear. You're in a place, here we live in Teaneck, you're Tzitzit, if you go to the store, by the way, let's say you're out in the boondock someplace, okay, and there's no Tzitzit available, right? You can put on this garment, and there's no Tzitzit available, right? So then it's the same as like Shabbos, because you can't fix it. You're like, honest, not your fault. So says the modern Rome. So that's an interesting dispute.
That's like, what it was begging Ivory, is that like, it wasn't an, like,
It's probably their own garment, right? It was a normal garment, not just a towel.
Couldn't wear clothes.
Right. But so I could be, right. Otherwise, but let's say you're in a town that they have a minion, and you're embarrassed to be there without a towel. Either way.
Yeah.
Now, I printed all the Mishaburis. I'm not going to read them now to save time. It's, again, it's Simeon Gimel starts in Cotton Pez. Okay? Well, but he spells out what we spoke about, right? He says he speaks with the Shabbos issue in Cotton Pez. And by the way, he says, why do I more have to say even if you were Arba Kampos underneath because it's not so embarrassing? Okay, whatever. But I just want to mention, in Sifkot and Yugimel, the Mishabur, you know, yeah, you can wear this garment. You can't take advantage. The guy's embarrassed to be in shul without a talit. So therefore, you can wear a pasul talit. But the Mishabur says, yeah, that's in Sifkot and Yugimel. That's what Dafkim Nodol Hayom. That's if you just found out about today. You know, if you knew about it a week and a half ago, you'd say, oh, I got the back. Well, you should have fixed it. Okay, you can't. You just found out today. Okay, otherwise, that's not right. And furthermore, he says in Yudala, that's also, Tavki men yochol ha-hasig ve-sakneses ta'al shula. Baruch tells someone else who's down in the early minion. Or sometimes the shul has talisim. So, you know, you can't over. I really like my talis. Okay, you know, you can't go overboard. Okay. As far as, I printed as a side point, the Tshuva's own Yontif, the very end of Siman Aleph, his first Tshuva, he asked the same kasha that Shmuel Eger asked, what's the difference between the case by Kisa Adama, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Yerodei Siman Chavchez, that you're not allowed a shecht if you know you can't do Kisa Adam. And here is a ruling that Yitaka can put on this garment, even though you know it's not going to be, what's the difference? So he mentioned a difference similar to what you said, Monty. He said, because here, it's sort of similar to the story we had the last week, something else. You can only shecht this animal once. Right? So therefore, what do we tell the guy? Wait to shecht it till you have dirt. Here, you can wear this garment many times. You're going to tell me, wait till you have tzitzis. That's a nukhiv later on. But right now, I want to wear the garment now. Right? I want to put the garment on now and later. Right? He says, avahocha v'fah 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 osin libo shabeged u'kishiyilo tzitzis yatil v'yilo shabeged hu ha'tolos ha'tzitzis yebisho ha'vishah shilbash oz. That's for the later levisha. It's got nothing to do with now. That's the chilek that he draws. But in any event, what we could say is as follows, okay? The Re, again, wants to say that there's no issa to put this garment on, okay? It could be that the Nekudas HaMachokas is as follows. Not like we said before, that it's parallel to Machokas HaMara Malamor in general. You can put yourself in a situation. The Machokas is the following. At what point does the mitzvah, when do you, now we're going to sort of crystallize the words we said a few times already. When do you become, when does the mitzvah, so to speak, go into effect? When you're putting the garment on or the garment's already on you? You see, the Re learns, okay, the Re learns that the mitzvah, is the mitzvah, put it this way, is the mitzvah to put on a beged or a talis mitzuyetzes, is the mitzvah to put on a talis that has four cornered, you know, fringes like you're supposed to? Or is the mitzvah to put on a garment and then make sure you got the four garments? When it, you follow the chiluk, when is the mitzvah? Okay, and if the mitzvah is to put on a beged mitzvah, that's a beged mitzvah, talis mitzvah, or is the mitzvah to make sure the tzitzit is on a garment after you put it on, and that we'll see in a moment of machlokas. That could be the machlokas here. Rabbeinu Shlomo holds, okay, the mitzvah is the chiyuv is to put on a garment which has tzitzit on all four corners. Memela, if it doesn't, you can't put it on. That's a shita. Vasha'enu Kane. The Re may hold that the mitzvah is when I put a garment on, I have to make sure there are four corners. So I can put the garment on before.
Yeah, wait.
Now,
you said your garment has to have four corners.
So if you're dealing with a four-corner garment. If you're dealing with a four-corner garment, is the mitzvah before you put it on to make sure that you have that sort of in the shomol? Therefore, if it doesn't, you can't put it on. Mashiach Kane, the Re will hold, if it's got four corners, but it only has tzitzis on three of them. I can put it on. Now I got to look. Oh, wait a minute. I have a mitzvah to put tzitzis on all four. I only got three. Yeah, but it's Shabbos. So I can't. So there's no problem. You follow the mitzvah in effect. That doesn't go into effect until later. In other words, there is no isser to wear the talis, but there's a mitzvah after you put it on. Okay, there's no isser, to wear this talis. The mitzvah after you put it on, a little lum the shechilik, is to make sure it has tzitzis. Okay, and as we're going to see, the Prima Gadim talks about it a little bit in that same Simon Eish Avram, Simon Gadim, Simon Katan Ches, on that Mogan Avram. Yeah.
This may be a silly question. Yeah. You just look at the words in the Torah.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you could have a chiyuv to put it on once you own it.
Yeah, okay. It's true that you're right. And what if it stays? And if it stays in the drawer, right? So we're going to see a different possibility. And it's correct. There's a side to that. But according to this, what we're suggesting now, huh? Yeah, what did you keep in the drawer? Right, it's in the Gemara. So that's in the Gemara. Right?
I'm saying, when does the Chiyuv said that the Chiyuv might start?
So we're talking now, leaving to those who hold that the mitzvahs were wearing it and not keeping it in the drawer. Okay, well, keep it like that. Now the Prima Gadim refers to a Tosin and Yavamas. That's what we're going to see in a second. Okay, what's that? No, we saw the Gemara early because Shabbos is not tested by the carrying problem. No, because Shabbos you're an honors. So I have the garment on, so I have a chiyuv to tie tzitzit on. But Shabbos, I can't tie it on. But maybe there's no issur, says the Re, to keep the garment on. What is it? Okay, according to the Rebbe Shlomo, it's to put on in the first place. Because the chiyuv is to put on a garment that has tzitzit. So there's a bitla say right off the bat. According to the Re, there's no bitla say till after it's on. And after it's on, since you can't fix it, like an honest. Right? That's what's suggesting here is the Kuzma Machoker. It's a little bit of Lamed Shechel, that's what's suggesting. It's not mine, not me. That's what the Chorim says. It's a hint. But it may actually be Machoker's Rishonim. And by the way, just a side point, one could suggest, getting back to Mishoma Eger's Kasha, okay, one could suggest that that's the answer by the distinction between Kisa Adam. Because if you hold that the Chiyuv, okay, is even before you put it on, so then Echanami, there's an Isser to put it on. But as far as the Kisa Adam, that's a question. Is Kisa Adam part of the Chiyuv of Shechita? Or not? Is it something independent? So it could relate to that also. That's a side point.
Could it be
Machakiv? Okay. No. But it is Kisa Adam is not. Do you have to know that when you do the Shechita, is Kisa Adam built in or is it comes in later? It could be the same type of question. Anyway, I don't go into that. That was that kasha. But more important is to look at the next page. The Sugya Nivom is starting on the base. A famous Sugya. That's where the Gemara talks about the right of the Chachamim to knock out a mitzvah for the purpose of protecting a law in the Torah, Shev al Taisa. Right? The Yesh Koch, we are Chachamim, Lakadom in the Torah, Shev al Taisa. So the Gemara has a whole bunch of examples there in Tzadim and Beis. I'm only going to look at the two famous examples, Shofar and Suk, Shofar and Luluf. Right? That's the last Rashi. What's Shofar and Luluf? We know the Torah says you have to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. But what if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Torah never says, according to the Bible, Torah never says you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. You have to blow Shofar whatever day Rosh Hashanah lines up. Right? So Mitzvah Saseh, or to take the Luluf. First, the Lekach Mechamah Rosh Mitzvah Saseh Torah, and lands on Shabbos. The Chama says, don't take it. What do you mean, don't take it? It says, it's already taken. Right? So it says, Mavat Lila B'Shabbos, the famous Gzeira of the Rabbah, Shem Yitlenu, you'll carry it 4 amas without an error. Right? We all know this. The first half in the fourth Perk Rosh Hashanah, also in Sukkah, right? We all know that din. Shofar and Luluf, we don't take on Shabbos, even though the Torah never makes such a rule. That shows the Chama have the right to override. One of the things on that list is Sadin B'Tzitzis. Meaning, midoraisa, you can have woolen tzitzis on a linen garment. That's where your shatness problem, because it's attached. But midoraisa, it's allowed, but the rabbanan said, don't do it. Because we're afraid, maybe it'll wear it at night, when it's no chiv of tzitzis, and various concerns. You look at the Rashi there, sadin b'tzitzis, midoraisa, sorry, right? But, goes the rabbanan, mishum ksus laila, okay? So that'll be kalim shalom mocha mitzvah. So Tosis in Yevamah is the S 39. 1 second. Tosis says, what do you mean? That's not a good example. That's not a you see why? Because Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, or Lulav, that's called Sheva Al Taisa, meaning I didn't actively do anything with the mitzvah. I just didn't do it. I didn't blow Shofar. I didn't wave the Lulav. I didn't actively violate. That's called Sheva Al Taisa. Sit and do nothing. That's what I did. I stayed home. Well, I went to Shofar. I sat down. Okay, I didn't take the Shofar. I didn't blow the Shofar. I didn't take the Lulav. Okay, that's called Sheva Al Taisa. But says Tosis, I'm saying outside, Sarim Abayz Yavamah Timashu Kuru. The moment I put, I'm actively doing something. I'm putting on this garment. That's not Sheva Al Taisa. That's an active violation. Right? Well, that's not parallel to the other cases. That's active. I'm putting on this garment. So look what Tosis says. The Yeshua, second line of 39. Dibishas ituf akati lo mechayev ad achar shenis atev. At the moment of putting it on, there's no chiyuv. That's the sheet that we said before is the re, right? At the moment of putting it on, there's no chiyuv yet. Ad achar shenis atev. He brings the rabbi, not from our parsha, but the pasuk that says in Kisetze, Gedilim tasilcha al arba kanfos ksuscha asher tchasebo. So he has a diuk from the word ksuscha, and it's the chasebo and something else, but the same idea. That when does the chiyuv go into effect? When you're wearing it already, then it's not a shave al taisa. Don't do anything. I'm wearing it already. I do an active act. That's what Tosis says. And I, but shatnez, there's an issue to put it on, right? So you lo yubash. That's what Tosis says. So that's mamish, like we're saying. That's like that shita, which I said before was the re. The re said, when does the chiyuv take effect? Not before you put it on. Once it's on. Tosis says it before. The people got him quoted, not me. Yesh lomar de b'shas itup akatil mechayv achshin zatei. Now here's the punchline, the rush, the Tosar rush there in Yavam, on the same Dirasul Kulu says the same kash, the same tarot to Tosar, but he adds something 3 lines to the bottom. Here it is. Umikan Hora Ritzva. And the Ritzva is one of the Bali Tosar Yitzvah when I wrote. And it may be the same re that we don't know. There are fewer Bali Tosar called of any Yitzvah. Maybe the same re. The Paskin based on this. Dim Nifsak La Adam Echad Sitzis Bishabis. Bingo. Okay, that's exactly what the Tosar Rosh quotes. That's the Shita. That is the Shita of the Re, or the Mitzvah. It could be the same person. Okay? That there's no Chiyav until what? Until after you put it on already. Okay? And therefore, it's only a problem on a weekday when you can actually then remedy it. But since on Shabbos you can't, no, sir. That's the seat of the re. I, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rabbeinu Shlomo says, no, Rabbeinu Shlomo says, the chiyuv is not like, it's not like this Tosis. And who could it be like? So the Rambam, now I acknowledge you don't have to say this in the Rambam, but simple read of the Rambam, Per Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzit Halacha Yud, 41. Rambam says, Kol Adam Shechayev Lasos Mitzazu, what's the heich? Heich chiyuv mitzvah tzitzis. What's the chiyuv? So the Rambam says, in yiskase b'ksus haroy letzitzis yate lo tzitzis v'achar kach yiskase bo. Put the garment tzitzis on first and then put it on. Again, put the tzitzis on a garment and then put it on, implying that the chiyuv is ready from before. Now you could argue means so that it'll be on. I got you. But at least it's possible that Rabbeinu Shlomo is like the Rambam, or the Rambam's argument of Shlomo, that the tzitzis acharka, even before you put it on, there's already a chiyuv. So it could be a machlokes shalom. Just to prove that sheet, that is very interesting, all the sources I print on the next page, we can run through quickly, because it's something we discussed in the past, okay? And this is a raya, that there's a mitzvah ready before you put it on. Why? Because there's a famous pasuk, Zeh Kelim Anveyu, from which the Gemara in Shabbos, that same sugya that we discussed before in Perek Lozimila, Kuflam and Gemon Beis. What do we learn from Zeh Kelim Anveyu? Many things. One of them is, he snarled in front of a mitzvah. What do you call that? Hinder mitzvah. To beautify the mitzvah. The Gemara gives examples. Asay lefonav, sukkah noah, luluv noah, shofa noah, tzitzis noah. Very nice. One of the things, make have beautiful tzitzis. Very good. The Gemara Baba Kama, Tesam Beis, asks, well, what does it mean, hidra mitzvah? You have to spend more money to beautify the mitzvah. So how much more are you supposed to be willing to spend? How much do you have to spend? Right? So, Alam Abzer, behidra mitzvah, shlish mitzvah, one-third. Then it's machlokes, I mean, one-third of the new price or one-third of the original, right? There's one-third more or one-third of the total. Okay. But I'll give you an example where we can most relate to this. You go shopping a little bit, Esser. There's the $35 table and the $55 table and the $90 table, right? You have to be willing to spend more. So Rashi there in Baba Kama, Testament Bay, Zimatsu Hidden Mitzvah. Look at Rashi, says he quotes the Mar in Shabbos, but look at the last line of 45. Zekele Mamed, it's not a fun of mitzvahs, I say lechon say betara noa, will not talis noa, tzitzis noa. We want to say talis, though we have printed in Shabbos, look back in 43. Talis noa. Okay, so the Dvar of Rom, the Covenant Rav, in one of his children, Chelik Beis in Chafei Oz Gimel 46. The Dvar of Rom says, I don't understand why Rashi mentioned Talis. Talis is not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. Hidur mitzvah is beautifying the mitzvah object. Right? There's no rule that you have to have a nice esrog box. That's not hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah have the nice esrog with a box. So, you know, you can keep it in the white case or whatever they give you, or you can put it in a silver thing you got for your bar mitzvah, whatever you want. But I mean, there's no hidur mitzvah per se. I would think says the Dvar Rav. She says, I don't understand why you include talis. Okay, but what I'm saying is, if you hold that already before you put it on, that tzitzis, it's all one item. Maybe that's the Rashi hold, and it's not just Rashi. The Rif in Sukkah, Tezan and Aleph 47 quotes. Last words, but talis noah. So it wasn't just a mistake in Rashi. He quotes talis noah. The Rosh in Sukkah, Paragimel, Simi Beis, quotes talis noah. Sefer Chassidim, Simi Kof Chavtes, talis noah. And a lot of Rome in 50 paskins that way. Shulchan Aruch, Simi Chav Dalet, Yizor, Lassos, talis noah, Mishum Zekele Vanveyu. So it comes from here that maybe this relates to Machlokas, Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Ri. Okay? According to the Ri, that the mitzvah is to put the tzitzis on after you. It's got nothing to do with the talis. Right, the talis is the garment, so you can fix the tzitzit on later. There should only be a hidur by tzitzit. But I'm just suggesting, the whole like a bit of Shlomo, okay, that the tzitzit is part of the, and this particular thing I saw in Sefer Chavetz was shown on Parsha Shlach, this particular thought, okay, he says, no, if it comes to, if there's a mit, he connects it indirectly, it doesn't really connect it, but I think that's what he's getting at. According to Shlomo, the talis becomes part of it. Okay. Now let's come to what I entitled the shir. Okay, if I will come to the question, may one wear tzitzis or talis without tzichelis? There's a fascinating thing. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Menachos Lamech Ches Amal 51, the Mishnah says, tzichelis enem akavis, lovin lovin enem akavis tzichelis. Okay, you can have lovin without tzichelis or tzichelis without lovin. Rashi says, even though the mitzvah, Rashi had divas tzichelis 52, Afal Gav, even though there's a mitzvah that have tzichelis two threads, he said two. Machokas, three way machokas, Rashi says two threads out of the four. I want to fold over four out of eight, right? Half and half. Not my issue now. He says, if you had all four with trailers, all four with love, and Yotze. So the Shaga, and the Gemara has that. The Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, Menachos Hamachas Meis, quotes of Yochanan Nuri, Ein lo tcheles matalovin. Fine. Rashi says, matalovin kol da'alkutin. So the Shagas Aryeh, a lumdish piece in Simon Lamed Beis, he wants to know, when do you make the bracha? And the Talmud relates to this question, right? If he asks the following question. He says, and if you have time, read it inside. We can't read the whole thing because it's late. But he says, if there is indeed a bittul asay, like we said according to some svaras, if there's indeed a bittul asay to put on a talis, which doesn't have, let's say, one of the strings are ripped or whatever it is, so he says, why isn't there a bittul asay to wear a talis without tchelis? So what's that? That's b'dievet. But l'chatchila, if one is not, if you did it, but l'chatchila, now let's look. So says the Shagas Aryeh, that's his kasha in Simon Lamed Beis. Okay, he says, if you're nafkamina with him, ain't lo tzitzis, the i'amrit al visha machmas atzma yishpa isu below tzitzis. Okay, so then it's takos, but he says, al i'amrit, the aim of visha said, less on va. Now we learned, chelet, look, hare anan nami, look at the fifth line. Hare anan nami hashtra, she'ain lonu chelet, matin anu lovan lechud, the isal kadaitre, if you hold, kol hecha shalobesh beged barachiva bilti mitzvoso, the Roma Rachman alea, avari sura, if you hold that every time there's a mitzvah and you're not doing it the proper way, then it's hacha asur to put it on, so then in kain hecha she'ain lo chelet, hech matin lovan, lo tzalas. You're violating the mitzvah say the chelis. Pasuk says we started the pasuk on Sunday. It says you have to have chelis. So the Shagas Aryeh says, okay.
Does that include the right way?
But the mitzvah says in the Torah. Okay. So it says not matters, but the end. So he says, how can you go ahead and do it? Therefore, the Shagas Aryeh says, obviously. We hold like the other shita, the re holds there's no issa to put it on. Right? If you hold like Ben Shlomo, we talk of a problem. If you hold like the re, there's no issa to put it on. So that's what we do it. Okay?
Anymore.
Right, but according to Shagas Aryeh, if there's no tchelis, so maybe you shouldn't put it on. Don't put it. You can't, it's not your fault. You don't get punished. But he suggests you shouldn't wear it. Don't wear it. An arba kavasimo, don't wear paddles. That's what he's saying. In other words, if there's a chiyuv to wear. If you hold, like the reader, there's a chiyuv to put on a beged that's mitsuyetzes or mitsuyetz karoi, okay, so if you have a talis without tchelis, you're mevatel to say a tchelis. Okay, so therefore the Shagas Aryeh concludes, must be that we hold the other way. Must be that we hold like the reader that there's taka no iser, okay, with wearing it. Okay, the only problem is, but there is another shita. You mean, so I'm just suggesting, according to, if the Shagas Aryeh's logic is right, it would come out according to this Rabbeinu Shlomo. And we said perhaps the Rambam agrees with it. Yitaka shouldn't wear a talis without tchelis in it. You shouldn't put it on lechatzil at all. Okay, it's in that. Now again, the Prima Gadam also in the Psicha Hilchos Tzitzis in 56 also asked the same kasak with Shagas Aryeh. And he said, no, we quote, we pass like the Mordechai, that there's no iser. But again, that's only one view. And it wasn't so partial we paskin that way. I mean, the machlokas is the Rebbe Ben Shlomo. If you paskin like the Rebbe, okay. But if you paskin like the Rebbe Shlomo, and maybe the Rambam held that way, and some of the other stories that we said, then Taka, the Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh answers basically by saying that this is a Raya, that we don't paskin like the Rebbe Shlomo. Okay, this is a Raya because that's what we do, but we shouldn't do it. You know, it's just an interesting point. That's what he answered. You know, can you wear it? May one wear it since the towels? Well, that's not so partial. And the Shagas Aryeh concludes that we can, and Klai Yisrael has done it for centuries, not being mostly larger than anybody. Okay, Taka Shagas Aryeh says we pass on the other. But nevertheless, he's according to one Shita. But you got to answer according to the other Shita, too. So let me just finish up by noting the following. We learned there was a Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel held that there were four different mitzvahs, right? That each one is his own mitzvah. Okay, and we hold there's only one mitzvah. That was back in source 8. I want to look quick. Give me a couple more minutes. We'll finish up. All right, the Mishnah Chav Chetam Aleph in Menachos. Dalat Tzitzis Makos Uzusha Arbatan Mitzvahs Achas. Rishmol Amar Arbatan Arba Mitzvahs. Okay, sounds like he's saying that they're not Makos. They're four separate mitzvahs. So the Gemara then asks, "My Beinayu." Ken gave several answers. So both the Sfasemes and his Chidush in the Menachos Lamed Zayin Beis in 57 and the Velvel Salavetchik and the Chidush Agriz Menachos Lamed Zayin Beis, they both ask, they say, wait a second. Okay, what do you mean, my Beinayu? There's a lot, but what do you mean? He holds that each one of the each corner is its own mitzvah. And he holds, and another sheet is that they're all one big mitzvah. Where's my Beinayu? What do you mean, my Beinayu? There's a big my Beinayu. Namely, let's say I have a garment that's only got three corners. According to Bishmol, you'd be allowed to wear that garment and puts it only three corners. Of course, that's a big mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say that. Okay, so it's something wrong. I mean, he lives in the Tzarchian. Okay, so so again, and the Brisker Rav and others, and the Sfasano ties into our question. Okay, in other words, if today we have no trailers and so on, so you could ask one second the clash of the Shagas Hayeh. All right, so apparently there is an Isser, okay, to put this talus on, like Rabbi Shlomo says. Now, look at the words of the Sfasemis. I feel about Onash, ain't no tzitzis. In other words, I feel about Zmanazeh, right? There's no tzitzis. So then, Itaka should be also to put that garment on, like the Shagas Hayeh says. And indeed, the fact that the Gemara didn't say that one of the Nafkaminas is that he would allow you to wear it, and he wouldn't. Apparently, they all agree you can't wear it. That's like Rabbi Shlomo. You follow that? That's the deal. In fact, the author of the Sefer of Psil Chesed, Zina Rebbe, says that. He says, "You see, it's takeraya to me." He says, "You can't wear the garment without trelis." He says, "Because otherwise, the Gemara was said just like you can't. Everyone seems to agree you can't wear it with only three corners." What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Shmuel. No, the Gemara didn't present that as a nafkamina. Okay, well, that was an obvious nafkamina. Okay, for whatever reason, the Gemara said that apparently Rabbi Shmuel agrees you can't wear it. Well, if you can't wear it, so then also you can't wear it with chalas. So that's the raya. So, now, full disclosure, on the last page, finally, the Rashba, in his Chiddushim and Achos Lamazan Beis, deals with the issue, and he says that Rabbi Shmuel never meant to say they're not ma'akev. Because let's set up the parallel. If Rabbi Shmuel said they're not ma'akev, the four aren't ma'akev each other, and we also say that chalas is not ma'akev, the love them. But yet we say, even though the four are not ma'akev, zeh, but apparently, Rabbi Shmuel agrees you still can't wear the garment because otherwise the Gemara would have said that as one of the Nafkaminas. And the Gemara didn't say it's a Nafkamina. So even though it holds it not Ma'akev, they say you still can't wear it with only three. So the Razina Rebbe said, okay, Tchel is not Ma'akev alone, but not Ma'akev. With the evidence not Ma'akev. You shouldn't wear it either. So they shouldn't wear it without that. That's the Raya. The Rashba says that Rabbi Shmuel never meant that, and he reads Rabbi Shmuel differently. So you could say that there's no, that's not a Raya. Okay, but in any event, just to finish up, how do we rectify, to justify the practice, according to Rabbi Shlomo, it says, Taket Isser, so the Razina Rebbe says, if we can't, if you have trailers, you can't wear it. All right, if you didn't have trailers, then you can talk, but certainly if you have trailers, right? But anyway, so the Pnei Yoshua, in Bavetzia, Samachal, Mezim, Laskal, the Tosas, and Laskal, Shetola, Kalailan, and the Prima Godim, in his Chidushim called Rosh Yosef, on Shabbos, Chofayim, and Aleph, says, that because tcheles is only a mitzvah and a mavchor, it's not you must have. It's the best way to do the mitzvah. But the tcheles exceed baraisa hanu a mitzvah and a mavchor. The Yeshua says, the mele, even Rabbeinu Shlomo wouldn't say don't put on the garment because it doesn't have tcheles, because the tcheles is only a mitzvah and a mavchor. Rabbeinu Shlomo says that about when you only have three corners instead of four, then you can't put it on. That's not a mitzvah ruchar. That's part of the definition of mitzvah. But even Rabbeinu Shlomo wouldn't say it by tcheles. That's a suggested answer. Huh?
Mitzvah ruchar,
not mitzvah ruchar, b'di'evan? Well, no, but he's saying, it may even be b'di'evan. Even if you want to say b'di'evan. Yes, no, it's a baltigra. Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's what it says, mitzvah ruchar. Enochanami. I don't want to go into that now, but enochanami. Okay? But but you could say it's a lechatchil b'di'evan issue also. Even without, you could say that it follows. You could say that without tcheles, it's not called even according to the Shulchan, it's not called a talis in a mitzvah. You have the white on. It's defined, and therefore he says now you can put it on. Okay, he wouldn't say the absence of tcheles qualifies or classifies it as a talis in a mitzvah. Okay, even Rabbeinu Shlomo wouldn't go so far as to say it's better to put on nothing than without tchilas. He wouldn't say that, either because it's a rimchor or because it's a tchil and so on. And in fact, and this will finish, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, Rabbeinu Yechum Perlo, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah Sadia Gaon, I say Zion, Divasa Omnam Nira, he brings various rayas that the Lovan is more choshev, it doesn't use Lashon L'chatchila B'dievet, but the Lovan is more choshev than tchilas. So I just printed the very end, I'm sorry, we're going a couple minutes over, the very end, the Alshich, on our sedu here in Shlach, and the Orach Chaim here in Shlach, on our pasuk, Parak Tav, that's one pasuk, Lamed Chet, come full circle. What does it say? It says, "V'asu l'antisa al kantei v'dim l'dorosam." What's the word of "dorosam"? It doesn't say by other mitzvahs you have to do it. Of course, all generations. So both the Alshech and Orach Chaim say, "No, dorosam teaches because it may come a time you're not going to be able to do this mitzvah fully. He says, L'dorosam, that goes on the Lavan. That's L'dorosam. Achyesh davar she'en l'chol l'doros. V'zeh v'nosnu al tzitzis akana p'sil t'chelet. That's after the word L'dorosam. L'dorosam modifies the first part of the part. That'll be L'dorosam. The t'chelet won't always be found. That's not L'dorosam, right? You can still do the mitzvah. That's what Arachana says also, right? Halavan yeshem chozan, t'chelet yesh man she'en l'motzi. So it means you always have to do the mitzvah. So even Rabbeinu Shlomo would agree, that would presumably hold, not like the author of Psil Tchelet said, but even Rabbeinu Shlomo would perhaps hold that yes, you can wear a talis and tzitzis without. I would just add, if I may, and I'll finish with this mamash, okay? Goes back to what you said at the beginning. This is my own suggestion. I think it's possible. That's right. Anyhow, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, even he would agree for a different reason. Remember we said at the beginning, the Rambam holds, and we sort of identify the Rambam with the Mishnah. The Rambam holds the mitzvah of Lavan is to have these extensions, and then Tchelet is separate. Right? So look at the back of the first page, the Rambam, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph through Gimel. The Rambam says there are two tzivuyim. One is, look at Halacha Gimel, Sheyas al Aknaf Anof Yotzim Mena, and then tie the Chut at Tchelet. Right? Let's suggest like this, that the white, the Lavan, is part and parcel of the Talif. Like we said, it's part and parcel of the Begat, the white. But the Tchelet isn't. So it could be that Rabbeinu Shlomo, as far as the Lavan is concerned, then he would say the mitzvah is before you put it on. But the Tchelet, maybe. The Tchelet, that doesn't come until after the Rabbeinu Shlomo. At that point, Rabbeinu Shlomo would agree with the Ri that the Tchelet, since it's separate from the garment, isn't until you have the garment on. I'm just suggesting. And therefore, even Rabbeinu Shlomo would say that over there, that's the Shem Al-Tadim. That's not required before. So it's another reason to justify the meaning of the world to wear Talati without Tchelet. Okay. Good chance.
Yeah, stop.